This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tomorrow, Urban Outfitters and Nordstrom report results for the first 3 months of this year. We already know that sales blossomed at Macy's, Ross, TJ Maxx, but that's up from a very low pandemic base. Marketplace's Andy Euler says the numbers this week could give us some interesting new hints about the future of department stores and shopping malls in general.
A few weeks ago, Bob Phibbs found himself at a mall in New Jersey.
And you would think it was the day before Christmas. There were so many packages and people.
Now, Phibbs is not just a shopper. He runs a website called The Retail Doctor. He says it's clear that people are ready to get out and shop, and they're ready to shop in malls.
And this idea that all malls are dead and no one will go to physical shopping and online's going to do 50% in 1 year, it just didn't pan out. It didn't even pan out in the pandemic.
But consumer habits have shifted. And Bill Lewis at the consulting firm Alex Partners says the pandemic certainly exacerbated some of those shifts. And retailers recognize it.
So they're still making digital an important part and a growing part of their business. But at the same time, they're prepared to integrate the physical and digital even more than they did in the past.
He says COVID might have actually had a positive effect on retailers, forcing them to gain a better understanding of what customers want and how they want to get it. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.